In corporate America, we hear a lot about the glass ceiling that women hit later in their careers, that invisible barrier that keeps women out of top spots in leadership. But a new report says the most significant barrier to women's success actually comes earlier in their careers when they're denied the chance to become a manager. The researchers behind this report call it the broken rung on the corporate ladder and say it affects women of color even more than their white counterparts. LeanIn.org and McKinsey & Company are behind the annual Women in the Workplace report, which they released this week. And Rachel Thomas is the co-founder and CEO of LeanIn.org, and she joins me now. Rachel, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the broken rung? Because I've heard it referred to as, we've said, the glass ceiling, the bamboo ceiling for Asian American women in the workplace, the sticky floor. Like, there's always some sort of barrier that keeps us up there. So how do you define the broken rung?
So you did a great job with it. But what it is that first critical step up to manager, for every 100 men promoted or hired into that manager level, only 72 women are. And it's worse for Black women, and it's worse for Latinas. And so what happens? At the manager level, you end up with roughly, these are rough numbers, 2/3 of managers are men and 1/3 of managers are women. And so think about it. Who gets hired and promoted to director, to VP, to SVP, all the way up the rest of the ladder? It's primarily men. Women are left behind at that first step up, and they effectively can never catch up.
So it's basically that they're not being heard.
We talk a lot about, and I know you do some work around this as well, about bias. We all have it. People of all genders fall into gender bias traps, not just men. So what I think is really interesting when you think about the broken rung is these are candidates that are entry level trying to get that first promotion. So a company has effectively said, you're good enough to be here. We think you're qualified. And then something happens when they start tapping shoulders and asking someone to be manager that men are tapped just so much more than women. And so we believe deeply that there's just way too much bias in the system. And you really see it at that first step up to manager when track records are short. That's when you'd most likely see bias having an impact.
So this is a topic that I tweet a lot about. I'm researching. It's very interesting to me because I'm working on a book about this. So I want to really be clear that we're fleshing out sort of the racial element here. I mean, when we look at the data, white women still outpace women of color in terms of leadership positions, in terms of pay. So how did the data play out for women of color in particular in this report?
So we're really fortunate. This is a very big data set. 329 companies employing 22 million people, and 78,000 people took the survey this year. So it's a big data set, which allows us to really look at the experiences of different groups of women. And the news is not what you'd like to hear, but you know because you do the research. So we know that women of color are having a markedly worse experience, particularly Black women. We know that lesbian and gay women are having a worse experience in the workplace, and women with disabilities, again, in particular, not the same experience.
So let's talk about the long-term impact. Like, if you don't make it up that broken rung, right? If you're stuck in the broken rung, then what happens in your career in the future? Like, how does that really affect where you end up?
Well, literally, we know that women are getting stuck at the entry level. You know, incredibly talented women are just getting left behind. Because if an organization looks into their ranks for who's the next director, who's the next VP, and there's mostly men sitting there, women are just going to continue to get left behind. And that's what the data show. We've done the math, and we can add about 1 million women to management in corporate America over the next 5 years. If we don't, 1 million women will be stuck.
So when companies are looking to promote, and let's say they say they're going to make an effort to promote women, there are still racial disparities that show up in what kinds of women they're promoting, right? And so how do you start to break through that barrier, particularly for women of color?
As you said, I mean, we know Black women, we see it every year, Black women are promoted much more slowly than white women. And a big part of our message, too, is if we get to equality for white women and we have left Black women and Latinas and lesbian and gay women and other women behind, we haven't gotten to equality. So that's such an important part of the message. You know, we talk about 4 things organizations need to do. Set targets. If you don't set a goal, it's hard to imagine you're going to hit it. Put people involved in hiring and promotions through unconscious bias training. We just talked a lot about bias and the impact it can have. Make sure that you have clear criteria in place, you know, before the process begins. And these are kind of the building blocks of getting bias out of hiring and promotions and making sure your hiring promotions are inclusive.
I was tweeting about this the other day as far as like when companies do make a transparent effort, they say we're going to diversify our ranks. We want to hire more people of color. What I see often is that they'll do that, but then there isn't a lot of structural change or there isn't a lot of organizational support for that. It sort of feels like, okay, we checked off the box. We hired a woman or a person of color or both, and we're done. And the same organizational support that's required to then move up to even higher levels doesn't exist. Do you find that in the report?
It's so interesting you ask that. Anyone who hears me talk about this issue, I always say the same thing, which is organizations need to treat diversity like a business priority. So what do you do when something's a priority? You set goals, you make them public. You share metrics so people know where you are and how much further you have to go. You hold senior leaders accountable. You reward them when they make progress. You know, what gets done in organizations is what gets tracked and rewarded. And yet, roughly, you know, less than half of companies are doing these things. We do see some bright spots. We see some real progress at the top of the pipeline. You know, we do see organizations and CEOs talking a lot more publicly about the need for diversity of all kinds. But when the rubber hits the road, we need organizations to be doubling down and doing more.
We talked about the fact that women are already doing a lot of the work. They're asking for promotions. They're coming in educated. They're raising their hands to take on opportunities. And as you mentioned, there's still gaps in that system. Is there anything that you would suggest that the women, and particularly the women of color and more marginalized women who are listening to this, can do or should do to improve their situation, even though, as we said, they're doing a lot?
I think one thing that's really important is women being allies for one another. So another thing our research shows is that women, and particularly women of color, experience a lot of microaggressions. So these are those everyday slights, like being mistaken for someone more junior, being spoken over in a meeting, having your expertise questioned. And we experience it so often as women. And if you see it in the workplace, stepping in, speaking up, advocating for other women, celebrating their accomplishments, that can go a long way. I think together we can go further. So that's one thing. And then the other is be the squeaky wheel. I mean, there's research that shows that women, and particularly women of color, are less comfortable asking for what they need and speaking up. And we need to shed that, and we need to speak up, we need to ask for more. The squeaky wheel is often the one that gets the oil, so let's make sure we're out in the workplace and squeaking.
Rachel Thomas is the co-founder and CEO of leanin.org. Rachel, thanks so much.
Thank you.